The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft started its journey 4 years ago with one goal, to come back with a sample from an asteroid, not just any asteroid, one called Bennu. It has carbon in the surface rocks, and that's a big deal because the carbon from the sample could provide clues to nothing less than the origins of life and how the sun and planets formed. It's a tricky mission. The asteroid is over 200 million miles away, the size of a football stadium. The spacecraft is a technical marvel, and Utah can take some of the credit. Key parts of the spacecraft were built at Space Dynamics Laboratory, or SDL, headquartered in Logan. Jed Hancock is the executive director.
SDL built the focal plane arrays, the camera systems, the detectors and electronics that are on the spacecraft that take the images of this asteroid.
Hancock says to pull off the mission, the cameras were used to map Bennu's surface and find a strategic place to sample. The target area became known as Nightingale, a crater bordered by a 43-foot rock called Mount Doom. Navigating past this obstacle, the spacecraft extended its sampling arm. In a maneuver called touch and go, the arm touched the asteroid, firing off a jet of nitrogen gas. Surface dust and pebbles were blown up toward the arm, and that's how they got the sample.
If sufficient mass was collected, the spacecraft will eventually back away from the asteroid slightly, linger there for about 6 months, and then begin its long journey back to planet Earth.
The spacecraft will be home in 2023, and at that point, there will be another Utah connection.
When the spacecraft comes to the Earth, the sample capsule will be released and it will descend through the atmosphere over the West Desert in Utah, where it will be captured when it's coming down to the Earth on its parachute.
That's when the work to decode the origins of our universe will begin. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacion.